latest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I love hearing about stories where women and men take their health into their own hands. So, Andrea, I'm so glad today that we have the wonderful Michelle King Robeson. She's also here on Radio MD, her radio, The Naked Truth About Women, which is one of my favorite shows. And she's here today to share her story. Hello there, Michelle. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you for having me, Lisa and Andrea. Pleasure to be here. So, should we talk women's health and why I started Empower?
Love yes, it. Please tell us all about that.
I got sick. Like I like to say, I got sick, I got well, I got mad, and I started a company. And how I got sick was I had a complete hysterectomy, so I just tanked. And what I mean by tanked is, you know, I started losing brain function, I started gaining weight, I had, you know, all kinds of side effects and symptoms from going from having hormones in my body to having no hormones, which I didn't realize at the time that when I had this hysterectomy that, you know, your ovaries, when you remove your ovaries within 24 hours, your levels go from whatever they were to down to nothing. And so, you know, that started this windfall of a year of me being in bed and trying to navigate this healthcare system that really didn't understand women and women's health. And so I went around the country to 9 different doctors. I had the resources to go wherever I wanted, and I did. And I was over-medicated or given the wrong medications. I was now taking medications that I have to be on for the rest of my life. It just was this windfall. And, you know, the hormones affect over 400 things in the body. And I think this is one of the things that's so critical for women to understand, that when the balance is off, and we don't see our hormones, right? So we don't think that they're there. And I just had no idea. Long story short is, you know, I went to the web. I couldn't find information on the web either. So, and I was very depressed. This is one of the things that happens with women. You get, you know, I went into a horrible state of depression. I didn't realize how bad it was, but I did know that I was thinking about taking my life every day. And I think it's important for women to know this as well, because this silent suffering that occurs with us women just has to stop. But when you're in the what I call the valley of despair and you're just spiraling down, it's hard to even recognize what's going on with you. And, of course, I didn't tell anybody. But a friend of mine sent me a book and said, you need to read this. And the book was called Screaming to Be Heard. It's by Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vliet. It's V-L-I-E-T. And that was me. I was screaming to be heard, only I was doing it silently. And when no one ever responded me on the web, when it responded to me on the web saying, hey, here's a book you can read, here's a doctor you can go talk to, you know, here's what I did, here's how I got through this, and you're as depressed as I was, I just, you know, when I finally got well, which was this book I read 32 books, by the way, on the topic of hormone replacement therapy and hysterectomies and any kind of female book that I could get my hands on back in those days. That was like, you know, 10 years ago when bookstores were still available. I just grabbed everything I could. And yeah, you could tell at the dark ages. So that's what really led me to start the company, because, you know, I had nowhere to go. I had nowhere to turn. I couldn't get anybody to respond, and I really wanted a woman like me who'd walked a mile in my shoes, who could say to me, you know, you're going to be okay, you're going to get through this. I didn't want one more doctor telling me what to do, because I was led down every bad path until I finally got to Dr. Vliet, who happened, by the way, to be in my backyard. I live in Phoenix. She was in Tucson. I would never have found her on the web. I never would have found her book. And it all started to make sense to me, and she saved my life. She saved my life.
You know, it's interesting because a friend of mine recently had a hysterectomy, and before she had it, she was complaining. I think she's in her late 40s, mid to late 40s, and she was complaining because it was really ruining her life, that she couldn't go out. She was having excessive sweating. And, you know, I had given her some books on hormones and, you know, ways that perhaps maybe that she can help herself. Anyways, but she chose to go through a hysterectomy route.
Yep.
Say that five times. So she... So she decided to get it, and she says that she, you know, it's changed her life for the better. So I guess my question to you is, how long after you got the procedure done did you tank?
Immediately. So within the first 24 hours, what happens if you aren't put on something prior to the surgery, if you're not, you know, if you aren't given some kind of estradiol patch, if you don't have, let's say you don't have a cancer surgery. So my hysterectomy was because I had diverticulitis. Now, diverticulitis is something that happens in the bowel, and it's a pocket, and it causes infections, and you can actually die from this. Andy Gibb died from this, for example. But mine was related to, like, mine was unnecessary. And here's what I learned through this, is that there were 650,000 unnecessary hysterectomies every year in the U.S. So what happens is that, you know, we think this is the fix. So we go ahead and do this when, quite honestly, our body parts are there for a reason, and we should try to keep all of them there as long as we can. I'm a big proponent of that, unless you have a situation where, you know, you're bleeding so heavily, you have continual fibroids, you have all these things that are really affecting your life, and you're in pain all the time, then there's a reason for it. But you literally tank right away. I mean, immediately. So you have to, you know, you have to be ready for, what am I going to take to supplement if I have my ovaries removed? Women who just have their uteruses removed, that's a different story. But if you have your ovaries removed, then you have to do something to supplement or replace the estrogen that you're losing, along with testosterone and other things. It isn't just the estrogen.
Well, Michelle, I'm curious, if someone or a woman is told they need a hysterectomy, what do they do? They're not sure this is exactly the right thing to be doing. Who do they go to for a second opinion? And, you know,
they should go. They definitely go for a second opinion, which I did not do. Right. So I'm a big proponent of second opinions, and then you have to do your own research. So here's what I discovered again through all of this, is that we are so bad at this. Women put their health in the hands of somebody else. We own it for our kids, our family, our husbands. We will own it for strangers. But when it comes to us, we go, not so much. Okay, we'll just let the doctor take care of us. No, you have to take care of this yourself. It's your body, and you know your body better than anybody. And I always say, if there's something wrong, it's because there's something wrong. And so you have to, you know, learn as much as you can before you take the plunge, before you do this. Now, it may be necessary, and I'm not saying that it's not, but you need to have all the facts in front of you. And that's why, you know, sites like Empower were created, to give you options and choices, because there are a lot of options and choices today, more so than when I had my hysterectomy 10 years ago, or probably 11 years now when I was 42. So, you know, there's so much more information today, but it's finding good science-based information, right? That's the hard part.
No, it absolutely is. And I think any website that you can get information, especially firsthand information and experiences, like from someone like yourself, I think that's extremely valuable. And Michelle, you know, it's so funny. And as you know, these segments go by so quickly, but we would love to have you back on the show. And I know we will be on your show in the coming few days.
You are,
so
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
To find out more about Michelle, you can follow her on Twitter at mkingrobson. And you can visit her website at empowher.com. That's empowher. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.